A few years ago, I was in San Francisco, a city I'd visited at least a half dozen times before. With no spare moments for sightseeing, I decided to look, wherever I went, for security cameras. This exercise lacked an obvious point. I'm interested in the proliferation of surveillance technology, but on this trip, I was not conducting research. I just wanted to inject some novelty into the way I saw neighborhoods I'd seen before. It was a game, a single-object scavenger hunt, played for the fun of noticing. I didn't know it at the time, but I was creating a mental search image. That's a term I'm borrowing from the writer and psychology professor Alexandra Horowitz, who in turn credits it to a noted birdwatcher, Luke Tinbergen. Tinbergen noticed that songbirds tend to seek out a specific species of beetle, or whatever, that they evidently prefer to devour over other edible insects. Having a predetermined search image helps them spot their prey of choice. Creating a mental search image, Horowitz explains, is how we find our car keys, spot our friends in a crowd, and even find patterns that we had never seen before. In her useful and fun book, On Looking, she writes, "Everyone needs a mechanism to select what, out of all the things in the world, they should both look for and at, and what they should ignore. That's a search image, the visual form of the expectation that allows you to find meaning in chaos." In San Francisco, security cameras turned out to be more pervasive than I would have guessed. Some were stealthily placed, while others were aggressively visible, presumably as deterrents to would-be criminals. To this day, I now notice cameras wherever I go. This was my first experience in a practice of conscious noticing that has blossomed into an obsession. I find objects and recurring features in a variety of environments. The trick is to choose something that's ubiquitous and taken for granted. I've studied payphones. Where are they clustered? Where are they rare? How many are broken? And standpipes. Which ones have been modified to prevent their use as de facto stools? And neighborhood watch signs. Which neighborhoods have them and which don't? I've looked in big cities and small communities, at home and on the road. At times there was a tangible payoff. I wrote about the defacement of neighborhood watch signs in Savannah, Georgia, which rather undercut the message of vigilant safety, and about standpipes adorned with spiky add-ons whose only function is to keep anyone from resting on them. But mostly my scavenger hunts are just entertaining and addictive. In San Francisco, I took pictures of some of the security cameras I spotted. When I called my wife from the airport at the end of that trip, I marveled to her about the astonishing array of surveillance technology I noticed. "Please," she said, "do not wander around an airport photographing the security cameras." Good point. Sometimes it's better just to look, or rather, to see. Paying attention is the only thing that guarantees insight. It is the only real weapon we have against power, too. You can't fight things you can't actually see. Michelle Dean. Spot something new every day. So easy. A heightened observational mindset takes over when we're tourists. In a new place, we pay attention to everything, it seems. Ecologist Liam Heenahan has given this heightened and delighted attention to the ordinary, which manifests in something new to a place, a name, alakatoplexis, combining the Greek allo, meaning other, and katapliktiko, meaning wonder. But we spend most of our time in familiar places that have lost their inherent novelty. We take these surroundings for granted, and we stop paying close attention. A recurring commute becomes profoundly numbing. Psychologists who study perception call this phenomenon inattentional blindness. One of my students pledged to notice something new every day on the two-block walk she made to and from our classroom studios. You can do the same from a bike, car, bus, or train. No tech tools are required. Watch for security cameras, abandoned payphones, neighborhood watch signs, anything natural, a plant, a rogue bird, in airports, locksmith stickers, weeds, employee of the month plaques, stray shopping carts, stray traffic cones, abandoned bike locks, hand-painted signs, cell phone towers.